Welcome to What the World Needs Now. It's our Healing Day of Prayer, and we invite you to join us to call in and give us your prayer requests. God's Word goes forth out into the world and does the work it was sent to do, to bring health and healing, to bring courage and strength when we're struggling. So sit back and enjoy this hour of power, of conversation and prayer.
Everyone, I'm Mike Altschuler along with Dr. Anton Raimondo on the first Friday of the month, which we always do 5 to 6, the People's Day of Prayer. Anton, can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear.
Okay, good. I turned down the volume a little bit so I couldn't hear you, so now we're good to go. All right. Well, today, on top of things, let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you for giving us this day of life. Lord, we thank you for giving Anton and myself this opportunity to be intercessors of prayer for your people. Lord, we pray that you may send down your most Holy Spirit down upon Anton, myself, and Patrick, and Mary and Maureen as they answer the phones, that we may do your perfect will. Lord, we pray that our listeners, you may touch each of them and give them any physical, spiritual, emotional healing as you need. And we thank you, Lord and God, for being our Lord and God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. So, Anton, we talked briefly before. Thought for the reading, we always start with the reading. We would do the reading for tomorrow's morning mass, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Before we do that, could you let the listeners know about, you know, that they can call in if they have any, you know, prayer request or any questions?
That's a very good point. All of our listeners, because this is the first Friday of the month, and it is in a sign, Catholic Radio has been doing this for years. Kathleen really started, Don Lettieri started years ago, but this is a day for the people, for your prayers, to call in for prayers and speak to us for any intercessory prayers or to have any discussions about any of the Christ-related topics we're discussing, any of our Catholic faith and all like that. Our phone numbers are 610-527-2906 or toll-free 888-343-2484. So 610-527-2906. We're also live on Facebook, in Facebook under In His Sign Catholic Radio, which I can tell because the camera's on. So we're on, Anton. But thank you, Anton, for mentioning that. And we'll try this again. So the reading chose is for tomorrow's daily Mass reading, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them, "Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give." The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. And Anton, with that, I also forgot a prayer. I just want to say, Jesus, in your name, Jesus, we bind and cast out any evil spirits that are about this airwaves, that are about Anton, myself, or around any of our listeners, so that the airwaves, spiritual waves, will be clean and free and open to your most Holy Spirit, to your healing powers. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Anton. So,
sure.
So the reading was certainly, it was written so many thousands of years ago, but it's so appropriate right now on this first Friday, because isn't that what we're here for, Anton, to be intercessors of prayer for the people's
Amen.
Healing? Like that. And sometimes
yes,
we... Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead if you wanted to continue.
Well, what happens is, in terms of faith, and for your listeners, this can happen with myself, or it does happen myself, and I'm sure with Anton, that many times, being human, we don't feel we're capable of praying, doing intercessory prayer for others. And it is so much easier, I can vouch for that, when you have another brother or sister in Christ praying with you to assist in the prayers. It almost doubles the amount of strength. But that's part of the struggle and yielding to the Holy Spirit, to go through the feelings where you might feel incapable of doing it. But as Jesus asked the disciples and the 12 to go out, if Anton and I aren't doing it at this hour, who's going to do it? So the point is, we're not really worthy instruments, but through the Holy Spirit, through the love of Christ and intercession of God the Father, we are open and willing to do this as unworthy instruments, but to be the vessels to allow the healing of Christ work through us to touch our listeners. And there's no reason why it's sometimes say, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. But can we cure the sick today? When I say we, can we intercede to cure the sick today? Can we raise the dead? Can we cleanse lepers? Can we drive out demons? And the answer is yes, through Jesus Christ and the faith to do that. So I think sometimes on a human level, Anton, I kind of come into somebody's Fridays and I think, boy, I'm really not worthy. It seems like, I don't know if I should really be doing this. I'm not really worthy to do it. And then I thought that this morning, I was at morning mass and it's this really beautiful but graphic crucifixion, or a cross of a crucified Christ right above the altar in the daily chapel at St. Joseph Church in Downingtown. And I looked up and I thought, gee whiz, look what Jesus went through for us, for all this. So why am I worried about being a little uncomfortable or not feeling worthy? Just, as the Nike thing says, just do it. Just show up, believe in the Lord, and let him do the work. So what are your thoughts on that, Anton?
Well, I'm so glad you shared your insights there that, Christ is the victor, and he has conquered sickness, death, and paid for our sins. And it's ironic that you mentioned the word Nike, because the Greek word Nika, N-I-K-A, is actually the word for victor, for Christ. That's one of his names. So he actually wears Nike, is, even though we got that motto, just do it, that's actually from a Greek god, which, remember, all Gentile gods are demons. And so what I'm trying to bring to mind to people, that even though Nike is a popular brand, that we should remember that Nika, N-I-K-A, is the title of Jesus Christ, victor. He's victorious. And so he defeated, sickness and death and paid for our sins. And so it goes right hand in hand with this reading here where it ends, where it says, he tells the apostles, the 12, to cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, drive out demons. And it's all by Jesus doing it. It's God. It's not the apostles. It's not you and I, doing it. It's really Christ working through us. So this is what happens. I personally, as a physician, God has blessed me, and I'm not trying to brag. I'm just giving some facts. God has blessed me of becoming a medical doctor, where I've actually helped, cure the sick. And by doing, medical resuscitations, we've had raised people from the dead in that sense medically, if we didn't intervene with doing advanced cardiac life support or, using any of the different paddles that we use or doing a heart transplant, that they wouldn't be, alive. Mm. And also, I actually had patients that had lepers. And for myself being part of the officially being part of the exorcist ministry, I've helped, the exorcist, drive out demons. So this is real personal to me when I hear and I see these in black and white here in the scriptures. And this is where, we urge any of you who are listening right now, whether you're preparing things for dinner at home or you're listening on falling in the car, or you just happen to have this on your cell phone and listening in, well, praise be to God that you're taking time to listen to us, but more so, but listen to the word of God, because he's the one that does the healing. Any good that may happen to you or I comes through God. And it says right here, he gave them the power. He actually said that he gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. So God, because God is God, he can deputize and he can delegate his power, and he chooses to do so. And he gave that through the apostles, and which was passed down through the bishops to the priests. And we too have certain powers as well, right? Mike, that's why we're here. We have the power of faith that came through God.
That's
that we can assist God in helping any of these people who are calling in or asking for their intentions for prayers. We can help assist.
And that's exactly right. And that's what, and it was good that you had explained exactly what this First Friday is. But it's a people's day of prayer and for healing. And this is just what we want. So for our listeners, with whatever chance you have, you're listening to us and hearing us, this is God's choice to do that. It's never a coincidence with God about what to do. And the key is, as we say the prayer, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. All of us have this little doubting in the back, but through the power of Jesus Christ and what he says, this wonderful radio ministry, the Innocine Catholic Radio, get the chance to touch, and right today it's through Anton and myself, our listeners through intercessory prayer, to do all these acts of healing if it's God's will. And I think that's the key. But we have to stand up and do it and go from there. So I'll repeat again the phone number to any callers, 610-527-2906. So Anton, we had two people call for prayers for medical reasons, Richard and Paul. Not exactly what the medical problem was, but I'll do some prayers for Richard and Paul for some medical healing, physical healing, well, I guess.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Richard and Paul, for calling in and having the courage to leave a message and for us to pray for both of you for medical reasons. And again, that shows your sign of faith, that you believe that through the intercession that Jesus Christ will go into the Father, that he, Jesus, will listen also to us to help you, our brothers, so you can get healed from these medical illnesses. And so looking at this gospel reading, we ask St. Matthew, we ask all the apostles, we ask Jesus Christ, Lord, and holy apostles, please help Paul and Richard in their medical illnesses. You gave them power, the apostles, authority. Every disease and every illness and every unclean spirit. So, Lord, whatever is plaguing Richard and Paul, to please help them medically and heal their heart, their mind, and their emotion, and also their medical illnesses, so they can feel whole and be whole again. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And we had a caller. Ann's praying for healing of glaucoma or treatment of glaucoma, I guess. Both, huh?
Wow. Okay. Well, it's her name is Ann, is that right?
Yes, correct.
Amazing that you would call in, Ann. Thank you for doing this. I came across a saint from the Eastern Orthodox. Now, this is a Russian Orthodox, and they're still Catholic. And I wanted to bring into your attention to this saint. Her name is Saint Madrona Nikonova. Okay, and it's kind of long, Madrona Nikonova. She was born in 1881 and died in 1952. Now, why am I mentioning this Russian Orthodox saint? Well, because she was born blind, but more so blind with no eyes. She had no eyes. And by the time she was a teenager, she ended up being crippled and was then bedridden. But God had provided her spiritual eyesight that she could actually see things before they would happen, and she could actually see things while it's happening. And there were countless miracles, and she saved lives because she could see as if like watching a show or a camera in her mind's eye. She had no eyeballs, nothing. And yet she was able to see various things and predict the Russian war, the World War II wars. She also saw the day of her death 3 days before. And so what I'm saying to you, when she died, she had predicted no one would even come to her grave. But many years later, she predicted many years later that there would be flocks of people. And that's what's happening to this current day. So let us ask Saint Madrona Nikonova. Now notice the first words. It's Nika. It's like Nike that
Victor.
That you mentioned, Mike, and then Nika, which is the Victor in Greek. So this is Saint Madrona, like she's the matron with an A at it, Matrona Nikonova. And we'll ask her help to help Anne with her glaucoma, that she'll be healed from this, and that anyone else who has eye disease, whether they are blind, whether they have a really bad glaucoma or cataracts or really bad dry eyes even, we ask the Lord Jesus to take the petitions that we're asking Saint Matrona Nikonova, so Anne and all these other people be healed from their visual defects or their glaucoma. And we pray this in your name, Lord Jesus Christ, and your Saint Matrona Nikonova. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Anton. That was pretty interesting. I never heard of that, and it's almost like she was bilocating in a way to the different situations that were occurring, I guess, visually.
Well, from what I understand, and I could be wrong, she can, it's one way of describing it, it's like what they call remote viewing, where they're, you know, a person can see things from far away, just like people can see you on YouTube, on Facebook Live. They're remotely watching you when you're in the studio. Well, they're looking it on their phone or they're looking it on their computer screen, but this is what was happening inside the mind, in the brain, I should say the spiritual mind, the spiritual brain of Saint Matrona Nikonova. She had no eyes to see, so nothing was being in her brain so she can look, you know, look and see these things. But she can actually see through her spiritual brain, which is called the intellect. That was incredible. And if I can add one story, she was living with a friend who was an architect and building a bridge. And she was having a hard time finding the right way to construct it. And so what Saint Patrona did was she was able to see some other bridges in her spiritual mind and was able to describe how this these other bridges were built. And she told her friend to do it, and the plans worked. And so now they have that bridge somewhere in Russia because of Saint Matrona Nikonova, because you could see it remotely. And it's kind of it's consistent with that Catherine Emmerich, the German Augustinian, where she would see things from Jesus and Blessed Mother's time. She can remotely see it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for, I never knew about Saint Matrona Nikonova, but I do now, and our listeners do too. That was very, very interesting. And God just never ceases to amaze us with that. So for our listeners, the phone lines are open. If number 610-527-2906, so 610-527-2906. Because Anton and I are on once a month, this first Friday of the month, it's always a different, many times it's a different church season. And now we have begun the Advent season. This Sunday's the second week in Advent. And for many of our listeners, it's a great time to try to get ourselves spiritually ready for the coming of the birth of Christ, but also for the coming of Christ at the end of our lives, which reading in the, there's a purple book, I think it is, or blue book, I think it's purple book. It comes out, they hand them out at our church, and every day there's a daily meditation and story. And today was talking about how if we look at, we always look at, we have a, I'm forgetting the word, when the sand comes through and you have so much time left. And
an hourglass?
An hourglass, right. So if we perceive that our hourglasses are very small, we will tend to complete things or address things as compared to. And many times in our lives, we humans believe in terms of our spiritual life that we have this really huge big hourglass and we have all kinds of time to get stuff done later. Like we might say, or a human thing is, later God, I'll get to that. Later God, but I'm too busy working. Later God, I'm busy rushing around doing this. Later God. And we end up losing track of, we don't know if this is our last day or not, but the point is, let's bring Christ into our everyday thoughts and lifestyles, so it won't be a surprise if we meet him tomorrow or tonight or in a month, as compared to figuring, well, I got another 15, 20 years to live. I can really get my spiritual act together, but I need to take care of other things. And many of us, we lose track of that. And I think this Advent season is a thing where, you, and then all of a sudden you get people running around like, oh, Christmas is only a week away and I don't have everything accomplished. Well, let's speak about our spiritual ourselves to get ready for the coming of Christ, who could be any time, but the birth of Christ we know is a finite date, December 25th. What do you think about that, Anton?
I'm so glad also you mentioned this, because, you know, what people may not realize is, you know, that there is a, it's really called procrastination, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that people don't think about, they put it aside. They wait the next day or wait later on to do something. But the spiritual procrastination is actually called sloth, which some people think is just means laziness, but it actually means spiritual laziness. Like, a person may have all this energy to go Christmas shopping. They may have all this energy to go walk around the malls or to surf the internet and go on Amazon and buy this thing or that thing, but they don't have the energy, you know, to, let's say, go to church every Sunday, or actually, for this matter, the Holy Day of Obligation, which is this Monday. You know, say, why should I do that? You know, that's a Monday, or there's Monday night football. I don't want to go, you know, evening mass for this or whatever. You know, well, see, this is the thing. There's a spiritual laziness, and there is actually a demon that causes this. And the nickname for that demon is called the Noonday Devil. The Noonday Devil. And so when we read that gospel where Jesus gave the apostles the authority to get rid of these unclean spirits, you too can ask the Lord to help you with any spiritual laziness and to get rid of this noonday devil. And the saint for this, if I may add, is Saint Catherine of Alexandria. And her feast day was just recent. It was November 25th. November 25th. That day was happening to be the birthday of JFK Jr., who passed away. But and Amy Grant, her birthday, she's still alive, November 25th, that was her birthday. But that November 25th is the feast day of St. Catherine of Alexandria, and she's the nemesis of this noonday devil, which unknowingly Mike was just talking about. This is the one who makes us delay doing things for the sake of God and looking at our own self. Like, what can we do for God? Because he can call us at any moment.
Amen to that. Well, how about, Anton, if you start a prayer on for our listeners, for any of this spiritual procrastination or sloth. I didn't realize that's what that was. To protect that, we prayed in the prayer to bind and cast away Satan and any evil spirits, but I think let's address that so hopefully our listeners will have this like weight lifted over them, and they won't keep procrastinating. The most important thing they can do is get to know Jesus Christ in a more personal way, because we'll be with him eternally. So I'll let you go to it.
Yes. Okay, let's do this. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, and we ask help from your saint, Saint Catherine of Alexandria, to help any and all of us who suffers from spiritual procrastination, that also called sloth, also called acedia. We ask you, Lord Jesus, and St. Catherine of Alexandria, you were the nemesis to the devil, St. Catherine. We ask your strong help against procrastination. Help us to not delay to help our brothers and sisters in need. Help us to not delay to pray for them, to give them food or drink or clothing or shelter or visiting when they're sick or praying for them if they died. Please help us, St. Catherine, Santa, and Jesus, so we don't delay or are lazy to even go to Mass or Holy Day of Obligation. Please help us so we continue to pray. We give us the strength. When we see something that we should do, give us the strength to do it. So when we see the Bible, or we can look for the Bible, open it up and to pray. Help us, Lord, if we see the rosary, to give us the strength and the courage to go pray it. And we ask this in your name and your saint, Catherine of Alexandria. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Anton. And I believe we are ready for a commercial break right now, and we will be back in a few minutes.
This is Linda Purcell. I listen to In His Sign Catholic Radio every chance I get. Kathleen convicts me with the words of our Lord. Kathleen lives in His love, and for me, just the opportunity to listen to her is my road to Emmaus. My heart is burning for our Lord Jesus. I am set on fire each time I tune in to In His Sign Catholic Radio. Why don't you give it a try, too?
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We often think of the scripture where the disciples were walking to Emmaus, where they said, "Were not our hearts burning within us as Jesus spoke to us on the road?" As we travel along the road together in our Archdiocese of Philadelphia and Camden Diocese, we thank God for our loyal circle of family and friends. Please consider sponsoring one of our new programs in the name of your parish priest, family member, or friend. It would be a beautiful way of helping us to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Give us a call at 610-527-2906 or visit us on the web at inhissign.com.
Well, we're back again. I'm Mike Altshuler, along with Dr. Anton Raimondo on the People's Hour of Prayer, from 5 to 6 o'clock p.m. on the first Friday of every month. And the phone lines are open for any callers that wish to discuss any of the topics we're speaking about or have any prayer requests for any of your loved ones or those that you find hard to love, but it's really a perfect, it's the best Christmas present in the world to give out to pray for someone and pray for others. So the phone numbers are 610-527-2906. I'll just keep it easy. 610-527-2906. So for listeners, we started by reading tomorrow's morning gospel for the daily mass, and really talked about the healing, and Jesus summoned his 12 disciples, gave them authority to drive out every disease and every unclean spirit. And, you know, with the Advent season, it certainly, it can be a season of kind of depression for a lot of people if they had things happen over Christmas, bad memories and everything like that. And, this is really a season where Christ is the light. And we have the Advent candles we light each week as you light different candles where Christ is our light. So, Anton, it seems to me that perhaps we can say some prayers for any of our listeners who are suffering from depression or just dark periods and anxiousness, particularly during this Christmas season.
Sure, yes. Before I go into the prayer, I just wanted to give a little bit of a quick background about for depression from a Catholic perspective. So in that any time that the source of depression spiritually is because of fear, and you'll hear Jesus many times telling us, do not fear. Mm. And so there's this natural reaction for us when we don't want to face what fears us, what causes fear, that we either want to, you know, fight or flight, or we freeze. And when we do any of those, we start to get panicky and anxious. But when we run away from whatever is causing us to be fearful, then we get into depression. And this is why we actually need to pray against the spirit of depression. And we need to ask God to help us have holy fear that is good fear. Holy fear that is good fear, meaning we it's a fruit of the Lord. It's a fruit of the Holy Spirit, or gift, I should say, is fear of the Lord. So we're going to ask the Holy Spirit for help. Dear Holy Spirit, we ask help against the spirit of depression. We ask your help, Holy Spirit, to help all those people during this time of Advent and Christmas season, to help them to fight against this spirit of depression, this spirit of fear. Give them the gift of your Holy Spirit for the good fear of the Lord, which is to love God for the sake of God and not for the love of their own self or for being scared of being punished or going to hell. We ask you, dear Holy Spirit, to give us the seven gifts of your Holy Spirit for all the people during this holy season, because Jesus is the light of the world. And we ask for those gifts of wisdom, of understanding, of counsel, of fortitude, of knowledge, of piety, and fear of the Lord. We ask this in your name, Jesus Christ, and your Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Anton. I think part of the prayers is we get into trouble when we have these, I don't want to call them demons of tomorrow. We need to keep in the present and bring Jesus in our presence, because he's with us. He's always with us to hold our hand, to walk us through this current day, the current hour that we're with. And I think that's kind of, we've stressed so much with our listeners and each of us, to keep that personal relationship with Christ. He is with us. The only time he's not with us is when we're not paying attention to him. He might be there, but we're not there. Our minds are worried about something tomorrow we can't control, the next day, or 3 years from now. Or people worry about their 401ks, that they have enough money for this or that. But the point is, when we have Jesus with us, he is with us to be with us. And it's a loving relationship. He's there to hold our hand and walk us through any moments. Some of you listeners, speak to him. Pray with your heart. Say, you know, right now, I'm anxious. I'm worried about this, but you're with me. Hold my hand. Get me through the next 5 minutes, 10 minutes, hour through this day. And I think that's really the key, because that's what the devil wants us to be, fearful and worried and scared and nervous and anxious about stuff we can't control. But we can control the ability to pray to Jesus and bring him in that personal relationship right now, right this moment. And he's peace. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and life. He's peace. And it is, go ahead.
Oh, yes. And just if I can mention something just medically, that people can look up, there's this great video dealing with depression, you know, panic attacks and post-traumatic stress disorder. It's actually called Medicating Normal. Medicating Normal. It's free on the internet, YouTube, and it comes from different psychiatrists and psychologists. I know one was from Harvard, and even one was in charge of the Bible of psychiatry. And they also have a famous doctor. Her name is Joanna Moncrief, and she has shown through the highest of clinical evidence-based evidence that depression is not caused by a chemical imbalance. This may be news to many people, that they've shown it 3 years ago that is not because of the low levels of serotonin. And she, so you can look that up. It's not my words. It's what you can see watching on these shows from doctors of psychiatry and psychology. And one of the doctors who was the chairman who actually was in charge of the Bible of psychiatry called the DSM. So watch that and you know, rate it yourself or evaluate it yourself. It's called Medicating Normal, because many people didn't realize the dangers of the chemical imbalance theory and how people end up taking medications and they can't get off of it and they have all these bad side effects. Okay. So look that up, and you don't trust my word for it. Just look it up yourself there, Medicating Normal, and you'll hear from those in the field letting their patients know about the reality of depression and other mental afflictions.
Okay, well, thank you, Anton. Also want to remind our listeners, this is the day of prayer requests, so you can call in at 610-527-2906 and either speak to us person-to-person on the phone or just leave your messages or prayer requests with Maureen or Mary, who will be glad to answer the phone. We also have, for our listeners, an important feast day coming up this Monday, December 8th, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception of Mary. And Anton, we were speaking a little bit earlier about it, and Feast of the Immaculate Conception, and I did say of Mary, but a lot of times people hear this, they're confused. What is this feast day, Immaculate Conception? Who's immaculately conceived? So, Anton, if you want to explain to the listeners what it is.
Sure, yes. Well, it is not when Jesus was, you know, conceived in the Blessed Mother's womb. And what makes people think that is because on that day, when we go to Holy Day of Obligations on the Immaculate Conception, the gospel from that day is when, you know, the angel Gabriel visits the Blessed Mother, and then she gives her fiat that she'll be the Mother of God. So people naturally think that, oh, it's about Blessed Mother having the baby Jesus in her womb, but actually that's not what the Immaculate Conception is. What the Immaculate Conception is when the Blessed Mother was conceived in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne. And father is Joachim, and so they were sterile for many years, and then so the Blessed Mother was the one who was conceived without sin in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne. And people may wonder, well, why is that? Well, because Blessed Mother would one day become the mother of God, Jesus's mom. God the Father wanted to make sure that the Blessed Mother was sinless, because she would bear the Christ child within her womb. And that is just very similar to the Ark of the Covenant of old that was made of acacia wood and lined with gold and had the Ten Commandments and the manna and the staff of Joseph. And so this is where we have the Blessed Mother, the new Ark of the Covenant, where instead of it being lined with gold and acacia wood, God himself made sure it was immaculate, that to make sure that his son, when he is inside Mary's womb, that it would not be corrupted at all. And so that, because it would contain Jesus, the Word of God, the living Word, instead of the Ten Commandments, and he would be the bread of life instead of the manna, like in the old Ark of the Covenant, that it would be Jesus himself who is the bread of life and the true high priest that is symbolized back in the day with the, you know, staff of Joseph or Moses.
Wow.
So that was kind of a long-winded answer, but I just want to make sure that you know the background. So it's about Blessed Mother who was conceived.
No, thank you, Anton. It's important, because I think sometimes Catholics, they think they should know, or they're assuming something, and they're kind of afraid to ask the questions. And I'm naive enough to ask the questions, because I kind of went through it as a convert. I had to learn a lot of these things. And I think that's helpful. And because Blessed Mother's held in such high esteem as the, it's almost like the tabernacle of Christ or the monstrance, but picture a monstrance in adoration holding Christ, she had to be perfect to be able to be the perfect mother and bearer of Christ. And that's what God said. God such a infinite perfect plans to do that. Yeah. And it's a great day of remembering what that. And Saint, it's probably one of Saint Anne's favorite days, huh?
Yeah.
Probably every day.
And also,
go ahead.
The other thing, too, that people may remember the story about the old Ark of the Covenant when they had poles to carry it and they mm-hmm. were crossing the River Jordan. And when the Ark was, people are not supposed to touch the Ark proper, the box itself. They can hold the poles, but not mm-hmm. the Ark. And when they were crossing the River Jordan, one of the helpers saw that the Ark was tipping over. And in good conscience, he's trying to protect it from falling into the River Jordan. But you're not supposed to touch the Ark. And so when he touches the Ark, that person dies instantaneously. Mm. Now, fast forward. Blessed Mother is the new Ark of the Covenant. She's going to contained in her womb one day, during, when Jesus is in flesh, incarnated, that she is not to be touched. So Joseph is very aware that, she's the new Ark. And therefore, that's also proof that she remained a virgin, mm-hmm. even after she delivered baby Jesus, mm-hmm. that Joseph knows that they did not have any other children. And, people will think, oh, wait, Dr. Anton, didn't they say that, hey, to Jesus, hey, your mother and your brother and your sisters are outside the door? Well, if people look down further, they're actually talking about a different Mary as far as the other brothers and sisters. And the name of those other brothers were James and Joseph, Simon and Judas. And the mother, her name was Mary of Cleopas. Mm-hmm. So you can look that up. And then you'll find that that's who the other brothers and sisters were. And in fact, you'll find that in Matthew chapter 27, verses 26. There you'll see it. And her name is the wife of Clopas. And you'll see that in John chapter 19, verse 25. To make sure, because many priests don't have the time to explain. Those are just cousins. Those weren't blood brothers and sisters of Jesus.
Well, Anton, thank you. Our listeners, you're getting quite the education today, and I think it's important to learn all the beauty of the Catholic faith. And the more you learn, the more you read, the more you learn, the more reality it becomes, and the more you can see how the wisdom of God is behind everything in His creation. And as we are in this Advent season, and God had this perfect plan to be present to His people in a human way, so He created His Son Jesus to be with us. We're celebrating this birth that God wants to show us, because people weren't getting it. They weren't getting the words of God, and we need to kind of spread the word. Jesus is alive and well, and He's born. I think it's an important part. What were we going to say, Anton?
I was just prompted in my heart to actually, let's pray for all those people who want to have a baby. They want to be conceived.
Perfect.
Since it's the Immaculate, they want to conceive, or they want to get married, and they're looking for the right spouse. Or people, they are married right now, but they're looking in the wrong way to have a baby. They're looking into the immoral way of having in vitro fertilization. Mm. So let's pray for all these various people. Blessed Mother, we ask your help, and Saint Joseph, for all these various young men and young women who are searching for a spouse, that they are led to the right spouse, and also for all those married couples right now who are wanting a baby but are having difficulty. And we're asking that they not go into immoral techniques such as in vitro fertilization. And we ask you to help them see the truth of the gift of life and to ask for help and chastity as well as purity and for prayers. And when they do so, that they will see that they will be fruitful in their lives and to keep their hearts and minds open to God's gift. And we ask this through your name, Jesus Christ, and St. Joseph and the Blessed Mother. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Anton. That was a very good prompted prayer. For listeners, we're talking about all the topics around, and that's the perfect way what it is in this Advent season to do that. So, for listeners, we have about 9 minutes to go. If you still have time, you're prompted to give a call, 610-527-2906, 610-527-2906, and it's the people's day of healing and prayer. And as I'm speaking right now, it's becoming prompted to me to pray for those listeners who themselves or have family members that are fighting some sort of cancer right now, and for any physical, spiritual, emotional healing of any cancers that the people are having. So, Anton, if you want to lead that one.
Yes. Lord Jesus Christ, divine physician, we ask your help for all those people who have cancer right now and that they're fearful and scared for their life. Some of them have been told this very day or recently, and there are so anxious and fearful, Lord. Please help them and help them prepare their heart and soul, but give them the strength to be able to fight this cancer with prayers and also with good medical treatment. And we ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to help those doctors who have uncovered different therapies. And we ask you, Lord, to help them, these doctors and these cancer patients, in their trials, in their pains, and to have hope that you are the healer of hearts and souls, but can also heal them miraculously from any of these cancers that they're suffering. And we ask this in your name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I do want to alert any patients right now who are suffering with cancer that there is a medicine called Anktiva, Anktiva. Again, I'll say it, Anktiva, Anktiva. And the doctor discovered this or produced this, he's a Chinese doctor out in Los Angeles, and his name is Dr. Patrick Soon. It looks like the word Soon, S-O-O-N, and it's hyphenated Xiong, S-H-I-O-N-G. And he's the doctor that this actually helps a person's natural killer cells and makes it stronger to naturally kill the cancer. Because what happens in cancer today, when people get chemotherapy and radiation, it actually kills not only the cancer, but kills the good guys, the natural killer cells. And so, this medicine, this Anktiva, A-N-K-T-I-V-A, actually doesn't kill the natural killer cells. It empowers them, makes them stronger, so they could destroy the cancer. So look that up, and it's actually expensive, but over the long run, it actually helps a person live a longer life, and a lot of people are flocking to that clinic down in Los Angeles. It's like $10,000 for the shot, But at the same time, you compare that to any other of these medications, that it's actually better. So just some medical news on that side of things.
Okay, well, thank you, Anton, for that bit of information. You never know what's going to come out of that mind of yours. That's great. I think that's wonderful. So we have about 4 minutes left, and we hope for any of your listeners, there's, if you're prompted, you still have time to give a call at 610-527-2906, 610-527-2906. I've always been, it's funny, I kind of keep open to the Holy Spirit, and as I'm speaking here right now, the prayers for patients have come to me, mine for our listeners. Some of our listeners are in need of that. So I guess we all are in need of that. But Anton, if you would like to feel prompted to your prayer for the gift of patience and the healing of patients, so actually the healing of inpatients in our listeners for that.
Sure. Lord Jesus Christ, we offer these intentions for all and every one of us who have impatience. Lord Jesus Christ, we know that when you bore your cross on the road on the way of the cross, that you had patience in carrying that even unto death, and you had that perseverance to save us from our sins and from death, and to open up the gates of heaven. We ask you, Lord, to help us so we could be patient like you were. Help us to look upon the way of the cross, to also reflect upon the sorrowful mysteries, the fourth mysteries of you carrying the cross, to help us so we can defeat those impatience that we may have with our own spouse, with our own children, with our own self. We are so harsh and hostile to our own self. We beat ourselves up and put ourselves down for making various mistakes. And we may do so with our words or behaviors to our children or our family members, our wife, our husbands, and friends and neighbors. We ask you to give us the patience to be able to speak and to talk and to do things that are showing love and respect to them. And we ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Anton. We thank our listeners. And what had come to my mind was, kind of, we can end with the best present that any of us can give to Jesus every day, but really in this Advent season, is our presence, P-R-E-S-C-E-N-S-E. So the best presence, our presence, meaning are we present? Are we aware Jesus is with us? Are we aware of that? And I think that's the greatest gift we can give Jesus, to be with him daily. Certainly we say for Christmas, but we're in this Advent season, and let's do this as a special gift. Let's, all of our listeners, we pray with Anton and myself, that you may be present in the presence of Jesus in a minute, hour by hour, day by day way. And and remember that hourglass is smaller. Let's use a small hourglass and be present in Jesus Christ. Anton, thanks again for your prayers and for your listeners. We won't be here next month, or we're off the January 2nd, day after New Year's, but we'll be back in February. Thank you, Anton. Thank you, listeners.